Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
The famous American writer Mark Twain once wrote, "Few things are harder to put up with than the annoyance of a good example." You see, Twain believed that we are all happiest when we are doing something that's not exactly right. Logically, then, he found a person living in such a way as to set a good example an annoyance. However, if we in fact want to live according to right, a good example is a help and an encouragement, not an annoyance. In our lesson today, we look at the greatest example of all, Jesus, the great example. We hope that you have your Bible handy and are ready to open it and engage together with us in a study of God's Word. We're looking today at Jesus Christ, the great example. And Jesus could be described in many different ways, but no way would be more accurate than looking at Jesus as our great example. This lesson, as is all of our lessons, is provided in a printed form if you would like to have it for further study. And we encourage you to write to us at Truth for the World, P.O. Box 751-135, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Or if you're in the United States, you can call and request the material at 800-278-1779. Again, 800-278-1779. That's a toll-free call here in the United States. And if you'll leave a message with your information, we'll be happy to send the printed lesson to you at no charge. Jesus, our great example. We often think of Jesus as a great teacher, and he certainly was, because the sermons that he preached and the lessons that he taught by parable while he walked this earth are among the greatest lessons that we could ever learn. And of course, no more effective teacher could be found than he who embodied perfection. However, Jesus also taught by his example, and he knew that his example was important. When Luke began to write the book of Acts, he addressed it to a man named Theophilus. That name means a lover of God. And he referred back to a book that he had written earlier that we know as the Gospel according to Luke. And he talks about it and he says to Theophilus, "The former treatise," that would be the book of Luke, "have I written, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach." That was putting things in the proper order. Jesus did truly live the message that he taught. It would be impossible for me to teach you one thing and then live in such a way that showed you that I didn't believe what I was teaching. You would very quickly stop listening to me, realizing, and properly so, that a man who will not live the message should not preach the message. Well, Jesus lived it, and then Jesus taught it. Jesus realized how important that example was, especially to his apostles. In John chapter 16, as Jesus is preparing to leave this earth and return to heaven, he gives the apostles some reassurance, because I'm sure that they were very concerned about losing their Lord and Master from this earth. Jesus spoke to them and referred to the fact that he would send to them the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. But he also told them another thing that the Spirit would do. He tells them that when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, now notice, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Jesus knew that he was removing from them their living, breathing example of righteousness. Instead, he was going to send them the Spirit. The Spirit would reprove the world, not only them, but through their teaching all of the world of righteousness. Today, if we want to see the example of perfection that Jesus lived here on the earth, we must look to the Holy Spirit. We must look to the book the Holy Spirit has provided for us. That book is the Bible. That is how the Holy Spirit today shows us what righteousness is. That's our example. And we're going to look, Lord willingly, for the next 4 weeks at Jesus as our great example. In order to do this, let's first understand what we mean when we talk about an example. The Bible uses a couple of different Greek words that are translated example in the English, and all of them have slightly different meanings. And let's be sure we understand those. In James chapter 5 and verse 10, we find the word used this way. "Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example. Now that word literally means something that is put on exhibit for the purpose of imitation. Something that is displayed for imitation. Here we're talking about the prophets of the Old Testament. Take these prophets who've spoken in the name of the Lord, put them on exhibit for the purpose of imitating them in what areas? In the areas of suffering affliction and of patience. James 5 and verse 10. But this word is not always used in a positive sense. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6, Peter writes that God had turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, and he condemned them with an overthrow, notice, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. You see, it's the same Greek word. It's something put on exhibit, but not for imitation this time, but the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, those people who lived that wicked homosexual lifestyle, stand as an example. They are put on exhibit for us, but not for our imitation, but for our warning. God, it says, condemned them with an overthrow, and he made them examples to us. God doesn't want us to live that homosexual lifestyle. I know that that's not a popular message to teach today. Many people would have you believe that whether or not to be a homosexual is simply a matter of choice, that it's a different lifestyle, or that a person has no choice. But the Bible condemns such. This passage alone, if no other existed, would stand to show us that the people who live that life do so by choice and do so in violation of God's will. And just as he overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, those people will be overthrown in the last day. We must live a pure life before God, and we must live according to his law, not according to our desires, no matter what they may be. The second Greek word, then, that is used and translated example, we find in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Paul there tells Timothy to let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example. Now this word example is a mechanical term. In order to fashion soft metal into a certain shape, oftentimes they would use a die. This die would be a hard piece of bone or rock, or sometimes a very hard piece of wood that had been carved and chiseled into a certain shape. Soft metal could then be stretched over that, and by taking a hammer and lightly pounding on the outside of that metal, it would be forced into the form of the die underneath it. That die is the Greek word tupos, and that is the same Greek word we have here translated example. So we might easily understand this passage to teach, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example, be thou the stamping die of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. We should live our lives in such a way that if someone else sees us and they stretch their life over us and they fashion themselves according to the way that we live, if they make themselves look and sound and talk and do what we look and sound and talk and do, that person should be a Christian, based on our example before them. When speaking to the young man Titus in Titus 2 and verse 7, Paul said it this way, that in all things showing thyself a pattern, same Greek word, a stamping die, a pattern of good works, and doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. That's how we are to live our lives. That's the kind of example that we are to be. The third Greek word, then, is found in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, where we read, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps." That word example means a writing copy. It was understood in this way by those of the first century. When a teacher wanted to teach a student the alphabet, they would make the character, and then directly above or directly below the character, the student would write, trying to form the character to the same degree of precision and accuracy that the teacher had used. That is what Jesus has done for us. Jesus has given us that perfect example that we are then to write our lives under his according to the same pattern. We are to make ourselves look like Jesus looked. We are to fashion our lives after him. Jesus, the perfect example. In the last few minutes, I want to look at one area in which Jesus does provide us with the perfect example. In Luke chapter 2, verses 49 through 52, we read, "And he said unto them," this is Jesus speaking to his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye or knew ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. Young people, Jesus did not leave you out. He provided for you the perfect example of how to live your life even during the difficult years that make up childhood, adolescence, the teenage years, and then young adulthood. Jesus provided for us the perfect example of living as a child here on this earth. And even though he was God in the flesh, he made himself subject to his parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Jesus showed us by his example, by subjecting himself to earthly parents, that it is in fact right in God's eyes for children to be subject to their parents. Not only that, but we see Jesus even at a young age busy about the Father's business. Young people, don't fall into the trap that the world sets for you, that you should go out and try to get everything you can for yourself. Rather, follow the example of Christ and begin preparing at a young age to go out and do what you can for others. Jesus, the perfect example, even to a child.